Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm Katie Weaver. Today on the show, we tell you all about this year's Super Bowl, the championship game of professional American football. But first, we go underground in New York, where we can ride the subways or look at art. Millions of New Yorkers and visitors ride the city's subway and other trains each day. The public transportation system offers more than just a trip, however. It also has one of the most extensive public art collections in the world, with much of it under city streets. Some people call it New York's Underground Art Museum. It includes more than 250 works of art. They are meant to brighten everyone's ride around the city. There is the huge painting of the night sky on the ceiling of Grand Central Terminal. New Yorkers have been looking up at that artwork for 100 years. In the nearby Grand Central Market, you can find a large crystal light fixture. The ice-like stones hang on the chandelier's many branches, making the piece look like an upside-down olive tree. Sculptor Donald Lipsky completed the work in 1988. Other artists include new ones and the long famous. Roy Lichtenstein's pop art porcelain enamel mural is found at Times Square. Sol Lewitt's intensely colored Whirls and Twirls is at Columbus Circle. Sandra Bloodworth has directed the Metropolitan Transportation Authority's arts program since it began in 1985.
But actually, it really began much earlier when the subway was founded in 1904. A percentage, if you will, of money had been set aside to create a special ornamentation within the system in order to make the place this very special place that people would want to use.
For the past 30 years, artists have been asked to make works that relate to city life or to the neighborhood around a train station. There are coastal scenes at stations near the Atlantic Ocean. Native plants and flowers can be found in a garden scene in Brooklyn. Wildlife mosaics greet visitors arriving at the subway station next to the American Museum of Natural History. Sculptor Tom Otterness created the small, rounded metal creatures that populate another station. At Times Square, Jane Dixon's mosaics of The Revelers suggest New Year's Eve celebrants. Writer Tanya Peer praises the underground art.
When I'm stressed, I look at the subway art. I love the colors. Where I live, they have a mosaic of a man and a woman like floating across water, and it's beautiful. It's just beautiful to have art everywhere.
Nearby is Alejandra Acosta, a visitor from Colombia. She stopped to take a picture of a colorful glass mosaic mural by the former artist Jacob Lawrence.
It's nice when you see these kind of things that catch your eye when you're walking in spaces like the subway stations that seem to be a little bit dull. They don't have a lot of decoration.
The new Fulton Center train station connects 9 major subway lines. A massive work by James Carpenter sits atop the center. Sandra Bloodworth calls it the Metropolitan Transportation Authority's crowning piece of art.
Together, they've created this work of art that brings light into the station. As Jamie Carpenter says, the sky is folded onto the sky reflector and down onto the people as they travel through the station.
Even on cloudy winter days, the piece brings life into the dark passages. The same could be said, in fact, about all the works in New York City's Underground Art Museum. Words in this story. Subway, noun, a system of underground trains in a city. Ceiling, noun, the inside surface at the top of a room. Chandelier, noun, a large decorated light that hangs from a ceiling and has branches for holding many light bulbs or candles. Mural, noun, a usually large painting that is done directly on the surface of a wall. Scene, a view or sight that looks like a picture. Mosaic, noun, a decoration on a surface made by pressing small pieces of colored glass or stone into a soft material that then hardens to make pictures or patterns. More than 100 million Americans will be doing the same thing this Sunday. Many will break into laughter at the same time, or cry out in moments of shared emotional suffering. And everyone will eat and drink. This event does not involve a church, mosque, or temple, but for many, the experience is almost religious. So, have you guessed what is happening February 1st in America? If you said the Super Bowl, you got it right. The Super Bowl is the yearly championship game of professional American football. This year, the battling teams are the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots. It is not the first championship game for either team. In fact, the Seahawks are the defending champions. They won last year's Super Bowl for the first time. They had been to the game one other time, in 2006. The Patriots have won 3 Super Bowls. They have been to 8. And the team has not had a losing season, a season where it lost more games than it won, since the year 2000. This year, the game will be played in Glendale, Arizona. It is a desert area, and the weather there on game day is expected to be sunny and about 27 degrees Celsius. Watching men catch balls, run, and crush each other to prevent a touchdown is not all the audience expects from a Super Bowl. It is also famous for its halftime music show. Last year, the singer Bruno Mars performed, along with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Oh, her eyes make the stars look like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. This year, the headliner is pop singer Katy Perry. You're so hypnotizing. Could you be the devil? Could you be an angel? The 30-year-old Perry spoke last week to ESPN, the magazine. She expressed excitement about her Super Bowl appearance. I feel like I've outdreamt my dream, she said. Katy Perry shot to fame in 2008 with hits like I Kissed a Girl and Hot and Cold. Much of her music urges girls to be strong and independent, like Roar. I got the eye of the tiger, the fire, dancing through the fire, 'cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion, 'cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar. Rock and roller and Hunger Games actor Lenny Kravitz will also perform at the show. He released his 10th studio album, Strut, in September of last year. The other popular entertainment provided for Super Bowl audiences are television advertisements. A 30-second commercial during the game costs a company $4.5 million this year. Who can pay those amounts? Many companies do in order to reach the largest television audience of the year. Anheuser-Busch is a traditional buyer. The famous beer maker purchased 7 30-second spots this year, more than any other advertiser. The ship transportation company, Carnival Corporation, is showing a commercial during the Super Bowl for the first time. Most of the Super Bowl commercials are meant to make people laugh. The web company GoDaddy.com is famed for its humorous advertising. However, this year, GoDaddy withdrew its planned commercial after protests from animal protection groups. The commercial featured a puppy that was being sold online. Protesters argued that online sales of animals leave them at risk of abuse and worse. This week, GoDaddy announced it would air a different ad. The National Football League owns the Super Bowl game. Last year, the league faced an angry public and protests after player Ray Rice hit his girlfriend, now wife, in the face. The incident was captured on video. The NFL suspended Rice, and the Baltimore Ravens team dismissed him. The NFL will use 30 seconds during the Super Bowl for a public service announcement to fight abuse against women and family violence. I'm Katy Weaver. I got the eye of the tiger, the fire, dancing through the fire, 'cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar. Words in this story. Touchdown. Noun. American football. A score that is made by carrying the ball over the opponent's goal line or by catching the ball while standing in the end zone. Audience. Noun. A group of people who gather together to listen to something, such as a concert, or watch something, such as a movie or play. The people who attend a performance. Halftime. Noun. The period of rest between the end of the first half and the beginning of the second half in games like football and basketball. Commercial. Noun. An advertisement on radio or television. Puppy, noun, a young dog.